Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hi, I'm Susie McIntyre.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
Thank you for joining us on Cowboy Church. Russ, I was just thinking before the camera started, there's lots of people out there that are hurting. And Sometimes we take hey, we're glad you're here, and hey, everything's great and wonderful, and we're all up. And there may be a person on the other side of that camera that has lost their family, lost a loved one. And I just feel like today we just need to tell you that we're here for you, that your neighbors are here for you. Maybe you feel alone. Maybe things are not going good for you. And maybe you're a farmer or rancher that bought cows when it was so stinking high and now they're so low and you're wondering what you're going to do to pay off your debt at the bank.
Sure.
That's what Cowboy Church is for. We're here to encourage you today. And we just want to tell you, as co-hosts of Cowboy Church, tune in. God may speak to you today and encourage your heart.
And you know, the beauty of what Susie's saying here is that we can't help you. We can't fix you. All we're trying to do is encourage you to tap into the one who we know can fix. The great physician. He's also a great manager. He also owns the cattle on 1,000 mm-hmm. hills, mm-hmm. worth about half as much as what they were last
That's
month.
Exactly.
You know? He's been there. Wherever you're at, he sent his son so that he could be where we are. And we encourage you today, get a hold of something. Get a hold of something. Don't let it just slide clear off mm-hmm. the side of the mountain. God will give you something to hang on to, all right?
That's exactly right. He wants to partner with you. He is your advocate. He's a good, good partner. Stay tuned for Cowboy Church.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what needless pain we suffer. It's all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, can we find a friend so faithful? Oh, will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, and just to rest upon his promise, and just to say, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing. It's worth it. Sounds like music to my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Oh, he loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Thomas Dorsey was about to leave for an evangelistic meeting one afternoon, and his wife Nettie was really, really heavy with child. She was expected to have the baby at any time. But because of her insistence of him going on and not to worry about her, he went on to his meeting. He sang, he preached, and as he sat down, someone handed him a telegraph that said, "You need to come home. Your wife, Nettie, has died in childbirth." Thomas Dorsey, later, a few weeks later, lost his baby also. He went into such a depression that he quit singing, he quit playing his piano, he didn't do anything. And yet his piano teacher had all wisdom. He went and visited him one day, and he coaxed him to sit down at the piano and just to start playing. As he started playing, this tune came to him, to this song. And then the words came out. And the words were more of a prayer in desperation for the Lord to pick him up, to take his hand and lead him on through life. This is a song that has blessed many people throughout the ages. Precious Lord.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me your home, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, and I precious Lord, and lead me home. When my way grows straight, precious Lord, linger near. When my life, oh my life, is almost gone, and hear my cry, hear my call. Precious Lord, and lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draws near, and my faith, oh, the faith I had is gone. Precious Lord, take my hand.
I would like to talk to you about awareness. I'm coming into the modern age here. I have something I'd like to read to you to start the message out. Before I read my scripture, there was a cartoon showed a picture of a woman lying on her sick bed, obviously in misery. In the sink were stacked piles of dirty dishes, a huge basket of clothes to be ironed set nearby. Two dirty children were fighting in one corner, and in the other, a cat sat licking spilt milk. A smiling woman stood in the doorway, and the caption had her saying, "Well, Florence, if there's anything I can do to help, don't hesitate to let me know." Awareness. Awareness. Let's look at a scripture of awareness here. Romans 15, 1 and 2, it says, "Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter, not just do what is convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help?" That's in the message. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message today. God, I pray that you'd help me to deliver in such a fashion where it would be used and be able to be comprehended and put into life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we have pictures of horses on our overhead, and they're wild horses, and I want you to notice something about wild horses is that I think I can say this being from the culture I'm from, and I love to look out and see wild horses. You know, when we were on a vacation, I saw two different sets of wild horses. I just see them out there. I love it. But I'll tell you a little secret about wild horses. They're pretty worthless. I mean, they tried to even adopt them out for $125, and they can't even get rid of all of them there. They're pretty worthless. They really are. And you know the reason that they're worthless is because a couple of things. Mostly, they've never been taken care of. And they've been allowed to just run amok for generations. And what it's done, it's set them up to just be who they are. And not much value to anybody for anything. And I know that that's kind of a sad thing, but it's not nearly as sad in my heart as looking out to a bunch of people and feeling like Jesus felt when he was overlooking Jerusalem. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how long would I have taken you in? How long would I have, you know, taken care of you?" But the problem is we as humans are mostly unaware of who God is and how God feels about us and what God's program is and why we were created and all of those sorts of things. And I want to build an awareness for you. I when I used to rodeo, I'd go by and I would look at the bucking horses, because bucking horses are basically worthless horses. The only reason they're still alive instead of being sent to the Alpo factory is because they have some athletic ability in their bucking. They're still boneheads. They're still knuckleheads. They're still basically, a lot of them are untrainable outlaw personalities. And I would go and I would look at those and I would observe them when they were feeding. They were feeding these horses and they'd have them in pens, not, you know, just pens as best as you could take care of them. And what they would do is they would go to the pens and they'd throw hay over the fence to them. And I looked at their feet and their feet None of them had a pair of shoes on them. I mean, what kind of a person would even attempt something like that? And they were just, their lives were tough. They were difficult. There's no way around it to make it any better. They would have to fight for every bite of food they had. And then I would turn around and I would see these horses that are timed event horses. The reason they're timed event horses is because they live in submission. They live in awareness that there's somebody who has a better plan for their life than them. And you look at them and they're well taken care of. They're manicured. They have water in front of them all the time. They have hay in front of them. Their own private stash of hay in a hay net so it doesn't get on the ground. And they have grain in their buckets two or three times a day. And you know, they just get taken care of. They get brushed. But here's the difficult part. They don't get any of that if they don't live in submission to somebody. And I think it's time that the world discovers that there has to be an awareness that in order for us to experience God and experience God's blessings and experience God's care and God's personal touch, there has to be this awareness that we're not our own. There's somebody who planned our life. There's somebody who thought through what our possibilities and what our potential is and all of the things that go with it. And that is God Himself. The Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son for a sacrifice for our sins so that we could become something in Christ. Now, I'm going to start at the very get-go. And I think this is so crucial to our understanding as to what we need to be aware of. We need to be aware that we are saved from sin, not just so we can escape hell, not just so we can go to heaven, but between now and then so we can actually be of service in this life. We discover ourselves. Last week we talked about it a little bit. Well, we discover who we are. We discover life itself by serving. And our serving needs to be, first of all, to serve God. Let's read in 2 Timothy 1:9 of the Message. It says, we can only keep going on, after all, by the power of God who first saved us, then called us to His holy work. We had nothing to do with it. It was all His idea, a gift prepared for us in Jesus long before we knew anything about it. See, our role is a role of discovery through God, through service to God. I often think that it's difficult for us to understand grace because we think that either we have to earn it or it's just absolutely free and we don't have to do anything about it. And we just don't understand that this grace is there's some process to it. There's some contribution out of our life to the life of God. Now, this week I've been halter breaking my babies. I got four babies, and it's time. And I don't especially like halter breaking, except for I like the new reaction to this stuff. And it's funny. Every one of those babies had a little bit of a different response. But I will tell you that none of them liked it. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're talking about service again because you need us to go to work. Well, no, I'm talking about service because if everybody does their part, this doing a church thing makes it works really easy. But that's not the reason that I'm preaching this message. I'm preaching this message is because I know that your life is worth something, and I know that you will never discover everything that's worth, that you're worth, without a heart of service. That's the reason the Bible says a lazy man will never get to heaven. You know that's in the Bible? A lazy man will never get to heaven, so I'm challenging you to step in. Here's another thought, and this isn't in the Bible, but I think there's enough evidence around there that this is a pretty correct statement. A person said one time, this says, if you end up doing for a living the thing that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life. I think there's a principle to that. I think if we're involved in what God created us to be involved in, I think that our life will be worth living. I can tell you, and I know that I'm old enough now that life is passing by really fast. I mean, it's my Aunt Marguerite, who most of you know, said, she said the other day, says, life is like a roll of toilet tissue. The closer you get to the end, the faster it unrolls. I do realize that. That's my Aunt Marg. You have to know her. I do know that that's true, but I will tell you one thing that made my life go by so fast is discovering what God wanted me to serve in and stepping into that and begin serving and realizing that that is God's will for my life, and I enjoy it. I enjoy every aspect of it. I enjoy all of it. There are so many people that come to Christ because their life is out of control and uncomfortable. And guys, that's by God's design. It would be nice if we would just go, you know what? I want to be a Christian. I want to make it to heaven. I want my life to matter. I want to find out why in the world God created me. I know that that would be real, real nice, but our human nature, for the most part, does not work that way.
Well, if you enjoy Cowboy Church, I want to ask you to do something. Get your checkbook out or go to the website and pledge to support Cowboy Church. We rely on your gifts. This doesn't come to me. It doesn't come to Russ. It comes to us making these shows weekly. We love hearing from you. Thank you for your letters and thank you for your support. God bless you, and we'll see you next week on Cowboy Church.